Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift, and we are live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta at Madison Yards. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon is responsible for making us sound amazing this morning, and Dylan is back at the station holding things down. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Mike, it looks like you have something on your mind.
Well, I was just about to tell the people to come see us, man. I've been enjoying chopping it up with the people we've seen. We had a bunch of people last week in Flowery Branch, and people are starting to trickle in here because they did open at 6 o'clock this morning. And I love having those conversations. It's so fun to get out in front of listeners and talk about everything we're doing and hear people that love listening to the show. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just stop by and hang out with us for a little bit.
Yeah, it was awesome to see Jeffrey stop by, a listener. He said he always listens at this time, so he always hears the Mac drop. Yeah. Love you, Jeffrey.
Middle school teacher, Jeffrey, which is just, I was my hat's off to you. That's a that's an interesting age group, to say the least, man. Yeah. That's really an intersection of life.
You have to be wired a certain way to be a middle school teacher.
You really do.
I used to always, when I was in school, I obviously did not want to be a teacher because I didn't be one, and I just knew how big of a pain in the butt people like me were.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, I bet it would be so easy to be like a high school teacher. It'd be fun and goofy. No, man. Like, I would much rather be like an elementary or maybe even like sixth grade. But you get to high school, and not only do you have a bunch of know-it-alls with raging hormones, but like they're all on their cell phones these days, like. No, I'm good. Like, I don't know how you did it. I just stay away. I couldn't do it.
Middle school is one of those things where you look at it and you go, okay, you've got a kid that's like an elementary schooler, essentially, mm-hmm. you know, and then you also have a kid that's, like you said, has got some hormones going on before they get to high school. Like, that is a whole – yeah, I'm not even going to go any deeper in that. That's a crazy group of people.
And now I'm starting to think about how good of human beings the teachers that I had was because they put up with me. I know I was all those things.
At middle school is where you start trying to be cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. that's where you consciously mm-hmm. are like, I'm going to try to be cool.
All of a sudden, you're like,
I'm going to wear these clothes and do this hairstyle.
Mom, drop me off like a block away from the school. I can't be seen. People can't know I have parents.
Is middle school, this is the way I thought, middle school where girls start picking out outfits? Or is that?
Of course. Early?
Okay, I was going to say, because I feel like that's how it is for like, you just let your parents dress you until middle school, and then you're like, oh, God.
No, and then especially with social media now with the OOTDs.
Like,
but
OOTDs.
But that's a really good point, because like a lot changed from fifth grade to sixth grade.
Dude, no doubt.
And nothing really changed other than 3 months, but you got around. But see, that was the thing. Well, I know, but you think about it, you just had the summer, but the next thing you know, like you go from fifth grade and then all of a sudden you're in sixth grade and like, you know, everything, the whole world changed. And we didn't have social media.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
We didn't have all that. It's so crazy. It was just like you were in a different place and all of a sudden life was just different.
I would just say for boys, I think when you get to middle school, the things you are looking at change. You know what I mean? Things you're looking for.
That's
in life.
That's kind of, but that's
your
kind
eyes
of,
start getting a little bigger.
That's like when you're a sixth grader and you see an eighth grader for the first time.
Exactly.
Like,
it's exactly what I'm talking about.
What is all this? Yeah.
Life Talks at Publix.
There you go, man.
Drive
there
this
you
morning.
Go.
Probably change
what we
the
do.
Subject.
It's 92.9 The Game. So here are the headlines before you head out this morning. The Hawks did lose to the Spurs last night, 135-126. They'll be back in action tomorrow night in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. Pregame is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7. For the second straight day, the Cincinnati Bengals listed Joe Burrow as a full participant in practice. And the Texans beat the Bills at home last night, 23-19. Josh Allen just kind of had a rough night. His post-game interview, he just looked upset.
He looked like he was carrying the weight of a franchise on his shoulders, which he absolutely is. I actually saw somebody last night that was asking if, other than the quarterback position, if the Falcons have a better roster than the Buffalo Bills.
I would tell you that you can make the argument on the defensive side. There's not a receiver on Buffalo I would take over Drake London. I'm not going to sit here and I think James Cook is a freaking stud. I think he's phenomenal.
I agree.
Joe Brady's figured out how to use him right. I would take Bijan, but it's very close. Now, they're all
tough. Really is tough.
Their offensive line has been really good, but their pass protection has been suspect this year. I think they're – Mike, you're more suited to answer this, but if I'm taking a run blocking offensive line, I would take Buffalo's over ours.
Oh, Deion Dawkins is unbelievable.
But,
yeah, there's no doubt.
But it's a fair question, but then you look at the quarterback play on average, and it's so ridiculously good. Overall, and I know that they've had a little bit of a I just took a chocolate chip cookie, and I'm so excited to eat it. Yeah. And it's warm.
They are delicious.
Didn't have to vocalize it, but we hear you.
Well, I just want everybody to know that how
everybody
we're being
else
treated.
Took their cookie quietly and
right.
moved about their
there
business.
It is.
Well, look, I was talking already, so y'all didn't want to interrupt me. But you can make an argument. I don't know if I wholesale agree with that, but I think you can make an argument.
Yeah. I've been breaking down numbers over here. And I just want to give you guys – I think we're going to know very early whether or not the Falcons are going to win. All right.
Yeah.
And here's why. I got a couple of things here. First of all, the Saints have scored a touchdown on only one of their 24 first quarter possessions. It is the worst in the NFL by a long margin. They've scored one touchdown in 24 first quarter possessions. On the flip side, the Falcons are 0-7 when they have trailed at any point in games this year.
Hmm.
So you add those two things together. If we get a first quarter touchdown from the New Orleans Saints, I'm going to feel not great about the scenarios to finish that game.
I feel like we give up first possession drives a lot.
Yep.
And I feel like it's been a thing that has kind of happened over and over again. But I can tell you one thing. They're being outscored by 80 points in the first half. Unbelievably, 80 points in the first half, 175-95.
Yep.
That furthers your point because
yep.
I looked that up yesterday
right.
Or a couple of days ago. This much closer game in the second half, much in the second half that they're playing.
Well, I do want to play some audio from Raheem regarding the state of the team at this point. This is what he had to say to the media the other day.
I would say the mentality of the team is going to be based on the leadership of the team. And obviously, the other day I was hurt for the kid. You know, it really was. And it hurt me and it hurt him. And I was able to be around him and support him as much as I possibly could. He's got a great support group, whether it be his father, whether it be his future wife, all the people that he has at his home. And I wanted to be there for him at that moment. So it was less about the selfishness of myself. It was more about him. And then as you quickly adjust, you adjust to your football team and you address the team. And you're able to talk to those guys very clearly and put the confidence in Kurt that we do have and that we all have. That he was able to go out there and do the record he did last year for us. You're able to talk about it with, you know, really the ownership group, really all our powers to be, whether it be Terry, whether it be Greg, whether it be anybody in the organization, and just know that we can reset and refocus and be able to go out here and find a way to get a win because he's capable of doing it. He's done it in the past. We know we can. And now we got to go out there and execute.
Yeah, I it's interesting to hear him talk about Michael Penix in that light. It very much feels like a fatherly relationship, you know what I mean, where he's like, I want to check on him. But at the end of the day, if you're Raheem Morris, you kind of have to look back and circle the wagons, right, because you do feel like your job is on the line. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think that, you know, I think that he's not blind to the fact that they need to go out and get a win in the worst possible way this weekend against New Orleans. And, you know, that's the conversation that he's probably having internally, and you know, hopefully they're able to deliver on that. But it's tough because and that really is the nature of the beast when it comes to a football locker room, right? You feel like when a guy has surgery like that, or when you have a massive injury, it just brings everything into perspective. But at the same time, you have a job to do. You got to get back to work, and you got to make sure that Kirk Cousins and Zach Robinson and Bijan and everybody else is plugged in and pointing in the right direction for the rest of the season.
Yeah, Falcons will take on the Saints in New Orleans this weekend. Kickoff is at 4:25, and Mike and Bo will be doing pregame at 2. Bo, what time does that mean you will be arriving back home to grace us with your presence on Monday?
Good question.
Oh, that is a good question. Look, it varies, but with the fact that we're 4:25, Amy and I did the math the other night, and it's like, because she was like, what time are you going to be home? Like 1 a.m.? And I was like, no, it won't be that late. You look at it, and game should end, what, Mike? I'd say 7:30.
Sure.
And then that puts us back, you know, probably we'll leave an hour after the game. So we'll leave around, let's say, 8:30.
Wheels up at 9:30?
Wheels up probably 9:30, 9:45. Mm-hmm. I'll probably get home at 11. Probably arrive at Casa de Squid around 11:45. But don't worry, I've got the Squid Nation golf cart ready to go. It'll be loaded up, and I'll already have my clubs and everything on it. So I'll be ready to just drive up there first thing in the morning. And I live very close to the event on Monday. I don't know if you guys know that.
Yeah.
So,
breaking news.
It probably won't take me as long as everyone else.
Yeah, good for you.
He'll make up a little bit of that sleep, all in all.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep a lot. I'm going to probably allow myself to sleep to like 4:30, which is over an hour normal.
Yeah.
I know that sounds ridiculous to people that work 9 to 5, but like sleeping until 4:30 is actually quite a luxury. So congratulations to you.
Allie, it's so spot on. It's you're like
so spot
yeah,
on.
I'm slapping today. Like, oh yeah, what time did you wake up? 4:30.
When we did the Germany pregame, everybody's like, oh, that stinks. It's going to be an early pregame. I was like, bro, it's an hour and a half later than normal. Like, what are y'all talking about? Shout out to all our early risers out there in the car.
Dude, absolutely.
I did not realize we're going to be on, when this stretch is over, I think it's 4 out of 5 weeks on the road.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
Man, well,
haven't
just
played very well
in
here.
Case anyone was dying to know about the extreme sport when we were playing play or we had the carryover of Method Air. Have you guys decided whether it was a play or a real sport or not?
I think it's a play.
Play.
It is. Did you guys Google that?
No. It just I'm going to try not to make this sound negative towards you. I don't think you're cool enough in real time to look at your phone and come up with a sport called Method Air.
Especially one as cool as Method Air.
I know. I'm like, there's no way she just came up with that out of thin air
on
the way into a commercial break.
100%
no
not that
chance.
Cool. It is snowboarding. It's a version of snowboarding, by the way. All right, so you can join Andy and Randy today for a special broadcast of the Midday Show. They are live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. They're going to be enjoying all the food, drink, and scenic views while also gearing up for a weekend full of football and basketball. It's Andy and Randy today from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Coming up, we're going to zoom out, look around the NFL, see what else is going on. That is next with the Morning Shift live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta at Madison Yards. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon is out here with us. Dylan is behind the glass back at the station. I feel like I have been breaking every broadcasting rule I've ever been taught by jamming a cookie in my mouth before we go on
100%.
Air. Drinking carbonation before 100%. We go on air. Everything you're not supposed to do.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. Talking to people through the microphone, through the speaker,
yes.
Like on air. Like, hey, man, go get you some Celsius. You know what I mean?
I thought I was the only one that lived by that. Don't drink carbonation before you go on the air.
No sugar before you go on the air.
Yep.
That's why I drink black coffee. But it is just such a spectacle out here at Publix at Madison Yards. Our buddy Kevin is stopping by again. He just told Mike, you're going to get the Atlanta United sub?
Atlanta United sub. I was like, tell me more. Say less, man. And he was like, oh, y'all got the Falcon sub last week. You need to try the United sub. I was like, hey. Go ahead and deliver. You know what I mean? I'm not going to turn it down.
Mike, you didn't witness it, but me and him had a full-on, like, dad info conversation. Because his son is very close to Melrose's age.
Okay.
And he was like, have you done this? And I was like, no, but I did that. Have you tried that? He's like, no, we're close, though.
They bro'd out about being dads. It was very adorable.
They dadded out? Yeah,
they
cool.
Dadded out.
Yeah, we got a play date set.
If you want to stop by, we're going to be out here until 9 a.m. The Coca-Cola Bear is here. So if you got the kids in the car, they would love to stop by and get a picture with the Coca-Cola Bear. It's 905 Memorial Drive. Go ahead and put that in your GPS. Jessica, Jazz, Christina, Kevin, they're all hooking us up this morning. We are so, so thankful to be here. Also, don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio app, or TuneIn app. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, the Texans got 8 sacks last night. Callan Bullock forced 3 turnovers in Houston's 23-19 win over the Bills. Here is Josh Allen after the game, sounding pretty stunned about being sacked so much.
Yeah, it's not fun. I ran into a couple myself. I got to be better with throwing the ball away and living to see another down and letting us play some situational football and pinning them deep. And too many times I was going backwards, and I got to be better on that.
So Josh Allen's interesting when he gets sacked a lot, when he actually has a game like this, because there I'd heard a story when we played them, and I'm trying to remember who told me, but in the meeting room, they'll come in and say, hey, we're going to do this protection, we're going to do that protection, and Josh Allen will be like, just let him at me. Just let him through. I'll handle that. I'll take care of this. Because that's how he plays.
Yeah.
That's how he creates. That's part of his – I guess you could say process of working through it in the pocket. And so when you see a game where you play whatever you want to see about D'Amico Ryan's teams, whatever culture they have there, I've heard some things about that as well. But I will say this, his defenses play disciplined for the most part about where they're supposed to be, doing their job and being in the right place at the right time. It's something we talked about when Caden Ellis came over, is he did a really good job of kind of being in the right place of where he was supposed to be in the defense, and it would work out for him. That's something that D'Amico Ryans teaches, and it kind of played out last night that way.
Yeah, I agree with that. I used to hear the same conversation about Doug Flutie. One of Doug Flutie's offense coordinators was my O-line coach in college, and he'd say when you had a blitzer off the edge, Doug would say, hey, just let that guy come. I'll pump fake him. I'll step up, I'll step around it, and that guy will almost certainly leave his feet. And to your point, D'Amico Ryan's teams are not like that. They're going to be well-coached. You're coached not to leave your feet. Put your hands up, but don't leave your feet. Try to bat a ball down. Make sure you get in the backfield, and then when you get there, get him on the ground. And so I think you saw that all play out. And, you know, like you said, there's a lot of things out there about D'Amico Ryan's teams, but one of the reasons they are well-conditioned to make sure they are following their coaching points is because he is no-nonsense. If you're not going to do that, he will get rid of you, whether or not you are a great player. And I think there's a lot to be said about the way they played last night, and you see the result with these any-given-Sunday-looking uniforms that they were wearing last night.
Just ask terrible. Gas Mask.
Yeah.
I mean, Tunsil was the premier left tackle in the league, we thought, and all of a sudden, boom, he's out.
Yeah, and he's not the first or last one that'll be, you know, dealing with that over in Houston. So, you know, like I said, D'Amico is one of my college teammates. He was like that from the get-go, the first day I met him.
This poor lady's walking through Publix, and she sees us, and she's like, what the hell is going on in this place? Like, what is this? I just came to get some produce.
But she's going to get some caffeine from Celsius, some Dunkin', and she's going to feel much better about the entire situation.
Absolutely.
She's going to be bright-eyed here in 1 second.
Well, you guys know not all questions that these athletes get asked are equal, and A.J. Brown of the Eagles got one the other day that he didn't exactly like.
What would you say to there's been speculation out there that you are not the same player you once were. What would you say to those people?
I guess Saquon ain't the same player either.
Spicy. First of all, is that a fair question?
Like, no, for a reporter to ask no. I don't like. Well, I think
he tried to ask it in a fair way, but it's a weird question in front of a locker.
I do think it's a fair question. I think how you ask is very important. Maybe phrase it more about, you know, people are trying to say it's a down year for you, but your team's like, maybe phrase. Also, I'm going to talk myself, I'm all over the place, because now I'm talking myself out of it, because I don't know if it's necessarily fair with the way this season's played out and the frustration, you know, he's had. And he's been very open with his frustration that it's not him, it's the offense. And then to kind of tee him up, you basically teed him up to take a shot at someone else. And it's interesting that Saquon's the one he went to. I actually like the fact that he did it to Saquon, because I know that that's probably not going to cause a problem. Now, if he'd have said, well, Jalen's numbers are down too,
yeah,
then it would have been like, oh, so you are taking a shot essentially at the quarterback.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that. And I think also Saquon, from what I've known and have seen from Saquon, it can shoulder that, right? He can deal with that kind of comment. And I know that Jalen can as well, but I don't think the Philadelphia media could have handled it if he would have said that about Jalen.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I was going with it. I was like, Philly media, in throwing that out, it felt like he was trying to bait him into saying something, which maybe he is. And I thought it was a fair question, though. It's maybe I've just been in the media too long, but I thought it was fair.
I think how things are worded are very important.
Yeah.
I think he tried to tiptoe. I think you can get away with some really off-centered questions if you word them correctly.
Yeah, when you say things like people, and then you say, how would you respond to those people?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Then you're like, I didn't say it. Just people.
People said it.
Or, no, are you saying that? what I thought would have been even funnier if AJ would give him the response you give me. Who's they?
Yeah. Who's they?
Well, yeah.
What are you talking about?
The they on Twitter.
I don't know. Put names on it.
So Joe Burrow was a full participant at Bengals practice for the second day in a row. I did see the best meme last night of Joe Burrow. Someone dressed him up like the little kid in Little Giants, like put him in bubble wrap. I was like, why didn't I think of that?
What are they? They're 3-7, I believe. Like, I don't know how I feel about it. He's getting first team reps, like you said, back at practice. Flacco's getting second team reps. I just don't know how I feel about it. If that's your guy. And I know this has been said about Michael Penix, and for good reason, but he is injury prone.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow is injury prone, no matter how you want to put it. And do I believe it's all his fault? No. Do I blame them for a lot of things that happened to him? No. But I will say, you're a 3-7 football team. I know there's a mathematical chance, but let's be realistic. Do you really want to put him out there in harm's way right now?
Right.
And that's really the hesitation I have with everything going on.
I think the coach does if the coach thinks his job's in jeopardy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that his coach's job is in jeopardy, and I'm also not sure that as much as flack as some people want to give Zach Taylor, I'm not sure this is a coach problem. You have an organization that continues to – you know, we want to talk about ownership issues. This is To me, the Bengals are what real ownership issues look like.
Oh, God.
Because you have a team right now that could go win, but your refusal to do the things that is necessary, look where it's getting you.
Oh, that's a great point. And they are I just feel like they're one snap away from making those issues way worse. I really do. So we'll see what happens with that whole saga.
Well, coming up, I know it is Mike and Bo's favorite time of the week where they make their picks that they have to man up to on Monday. And it's also Fair or Foul Friday. We do have a Twitter poll up if you want to participate in this. Fair or Foul, the Falcons will win 4 of the final 7 games. And I have all the games listed out if you want to look at the schedule.
I just don't feel like that poll is going to go very well.
Well, 75%. Are not believers,
yeah,
but 25% are. Go ahead and make your vote known at 929 Morning Shift. It is next. We're going to do Fair or Foul next with the Morning Shift live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
7:41 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta. It's the location at Madison Yards if you want to stop by. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and we just indulged in some Boar's Head charcuterie goodies.
Salami. I don't even have any shame anymore. When we started these Publix trips, I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to dabble, you know, a bite here and there. And now I've been prepping for this all week, man. I'm like, look, I'm not even going to eat a heavy dinner on Thursday night. I'm going to show up, do what I got to do here, and make sure I take one for the team, make sure I can report back to the listeners on what all's going on.
So everyone that's getting ready for Thanksgiving next week, if they're putting together a charcuterie board, you would recommend?
Oh, 100%.
The Boar's Head charcuterie items. We just tried the salami and everything.
I got a question about this. My mom sent out a group text to, like, do y'all do that?
Yes.
Like, some of these people don't even know each other.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Well, my family's like 20 people big, so yeah. It's just family.
We have people coming. You know, we have friends coming. My parents are the kind of people that will open their doors on Thanksgiving to literally anyone. But if you've said, oh, I might come, it's like all of a sudden there's a massive group text. And it's like, It's almost like you want to put in your dish and then uninvite yourself to the group text. I'll bring the corn casserole. Bye. See ya. See you later.
It's interesting how many of the things you've just mentioned are about to show up in Fair or Foul. It's going to be very interesting.
All right. I will go no further.
That will come up momentarily. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. But first, Mike and Bo love to make their picks on a Friday, so they have to man up to them on Monday. Dylan, can you fill us in on the records for these guys?
I absolutely will, Allie.
He had to set music. The mood. Dylan needs music to show.
Sorry about that. I had to set the mood first, but we're ready to get things going here. All right. As far as y'all's records, again, Mike was pretty good last week. Bo had a little bit of a down week, but overall, you two have been pretty spot on throughout the year. Records right now, Bo, you are sitting at my friend 25-22. I had to pull up on my screen, and the font was a little. 25-22 for Bo. And Mike, you are at 27-19-1. Mike, you went 3-2 last weekend. Bo, you went 2-3 last weekend. So there you have it.
Love it, man. There you go.
Stupid wild card pick, half a point.
Bad beat.
Just wait till you get this one. All right. So for college this week, you guys are going to be picking Pittsburgh at number 16, Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is favored by 2.5. The over under is 61.5. What do you think?
Both teams gave up 30-plus points last week. Georgia Tech's defense has been all over the place with all the injuries. The offense for Haynes King is a walking 400-a-yard game player. Take the over.
I 100% cosign for all the exact same reasons. I don't know that the defense can stop them, but I don't know that they can stop Haynes King. Over's good with me. I'm taking the over as well.
Allie might be first one to 45.
Yeah, I agree.
Number 22, Missouri at number 8, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's favored by 7.5. Over-under is 42.5. What do you think?
I feel exactly the opposite about this one. I'm looking at Missouri going, that Oklahoma defense, I don't know if you can score. You don't have your quarterback anymore. And at the same time, John Mateer and Oklahoma have not been great. I'm going with Oklahoma minus the points in this one. I think Missouri hasn't looked like Missouri since Bo Pribula got hurt, and Oklahoma's playing a high brand of football. There's opportunity for letdown, but give me Oklahoma minus the 7.5 in this one.
Bo Pribula is questionable. I don't know if he'll play, but Drinkwitz is good for either an upset or one to stay close. You're coming off a game where you went to Tuscaloosa and beat a top-five team, essentially. Letdown is in the factor offensively. I'm going to take Missouri in the points.
All right, moving on to the NFL. We've got Colts at Chiefs. Kansas City favored by 3.5. Over-under is 49.5.
I don't know a lot, but I know I want the over. These teams are going to score points. You know, Kansas City's coming off a low output against a very good Denver. Maybe the best, maybe the second best defense in the AFC. Houston and Denver, they're right there. They're coming off that kind of performance. 49.5, I take the over.
I'm going to take the Chiefs. Chiefs minus the 3.5. I look at the Chiefs, and they are in a dire situation that I'm not sure that this franchise has been in a very long time. And I think a lot of their superstar players have taken steps back recently. But, look, give me them minus the points. Colts do have holes. That's a huge line, and as is the next game that we're going to pick. Those are big. Big lines that I'm a little bit uncomfortable taking in NFL games.
Well, speaking of the next one then, we've got Bucks at Rams. Rams are favored by 7. Over-under is 49.5.
I am going to take the Buccaneers plus the points in this one. And I think that when I look at Baker Mayfield, he does not strike me as the kind of guy that's going to let you lose by more than a touchdown in a game that has this amount of significance. He's just too much of a gamer, and I think he'll will this team to at least be within 7.
They lost by 12 on the road last week, which is partly why I think this line is so big with as red hot as the Rams have had. I don't see it happening 2 weeks in a row. I agree with Mike. I'm taking the Bucks and the points.
Okay, and for my rando pick of the week.
Here we go.
We have Nicholls State at Florida State. Florida State is favored by 5.5. The over-under is 49.5.
They're favored by 5.5?
Yes.
Is that real?
Yes.
No way.
That's what her sheet says.
That is no way that's true.
That's what it said.
Florida State.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know what Florida State is anymore, but I'm with Mike. I'll take Florida State in the 5.5. I mean, it just makes sense.
All right. Same time, same station, Monday morning. We'll see how these guys do for Man Up Monday.
And as a reminder, Mike's up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations.
All right. This first question, it's been a Twitter poll, and I see where it's going. But fair or foul, the Falcons will win four of the final seven games. They're playing the Saints, Jets, Seahawks, Tampa, Cardinals, Rams, and Saints.
I'm so mad that you're even making us answer this question.
Well, I mean, if you dig through the schedule, you could find reasons where it could be fair.
I'll say fair. You know what? Vibes are high. There's no reason for me to say foul. There's no reason. I'm not gonna let it get me down. I'll say fair, too.
I've been a part of quite a few long losing streaks in my time working with the team. And normally when you come out of them, you play pretty good football for the most part. I think they've played had some spurts in games, not complete games, but had some spurts of good football. So the optimist in me will say fair.
All right. Well, there is the Twitter poll up at 929 Morning Shift. If you want to voice your opinion on this, just so you know, it's right now at 77% foul. Okay.
Right. That's shocker.
And that you know what?
That's just how people feel.
I don't blame anybody for feeling that way. God knows there's not a lot of things you can point to that say you're going to win this weekend.
You've given them the reason to feel that
100%.
Way.
Fair or foul, Ronald Acuna Jr. could throw a ball from home plate out of the stadium. This was a big debate yesterday. He says he can.
Like over the top?
Yeah, out of the stadium.
Like, you mean like over the fence in center field?
Into the battery.
Or are we talking about like
into the battery. If you're at Super Rica.
From home plate?
Yes, from home plate.
No way.
Yeah, I don't know. That is
that's a long way, dude.
That's like a Michael Vick Powerade commercial that wasn't real.
Would it count if you get it into the chop house and it rolls through the door?
Well, technically it would, but I don't think that's what he's saying. He seems to think he's going to clear the stadium.
Yeah, there's no way he's doing that. I believe that he could try to get it into the chop house and roll it through the open doors.
If he can do
that'd be the best chance he had.
If he can throw all that far, he's got that kind of stuff on a baseball, maybe we should try him out in the bullpen.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Fair or foul, college football rivalry week is more fun than the NFL playoffs.
Ooh.
It's great, but it's just you're normally getting three or four games that you really want to see. Like, you know, the Florida State FSU game, I mean, the Florida State Florida game this year, not going to be good. You're going to have Tech, Georgia, you're going to have Ohio State, Michigan. You know, you're going to have a few. Alabama, Auburn is always big, but it's the luster is a little bit off with how bad Auburn is, but you never know. I'm going to say the playoffs because you've got like 4 weeks of just phenomenal football games.
Yeah, and not only that, but like it's just like I love how even the NFL playoffs are. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? The NFL is the fairest league in the world. It really is, and I think the playoffs usually play out that way.
All right, fair or foul, calories in grocery store samples like today don't count.
Yeah, 100%. I would have an absolute massive issue on my hands if I was counting the calories I have consumed at Publix over the last 2 months.
Fair. They don't count because you're walking around normally when you get those samples. Like you're shopping, you're busy, you're lifting, you know, items into your buggy, then you're going to put them on the conveyor belt as they go down and then load them in your car. Yeah, you're burning all those calories.
I just realized something, and I hate to even do this and derail this, but I'm having a watch party tonight at my house for the Florida State game, and they're playing NC State.
They're playing Nicholls State.
Playing NC State. Neither here nor there. All right.
Party?
Yeah. You weren't invited. I'm sorry. That's going to be a bad look on me because I did not invite you, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay, well, I guess I will not hit send on that text. I was going to invite you to dinner tonight in the clubhouse. So, don't send text.
Fair or foul, it is okay to dip out of a group chat without saying anything.
Oh, man.
No, that's foul. I'm going to go first. That's foul.
Wow.
It's normally – because it normally looks like you're upset about something. You know, I guess the thing is, dude, just mute it. That's what the mute button's for.
Let me throw this out there. How long is it okay to not respond to a text?
That depends.
Okay, if it's a friend. What does it depend on?
Well, at some point you just got to start up a brand new conversation and just ignore it and be like, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that I'm okay with dipping out of the group text. I think that it is directly reflected in the amount of people in the group text.
Can I tell you,
if it's five or less, you got
to
say something.
A controversy that's happening within my family group chat is one Grant McCauley seems to keep dipping out of it, and he doesn't know why it's happening. Does he know why it's happening?
Can I vouch for him?
Please, Grant, because he's Android, I'm Apple, and everything's
right.
A mess.
Grant and myself and Dylan are all on a group text for the postgame show.
Yeah.
And Monday afternoon, I got a text from Dylan on that thread that said 1 minute left in the segment.
What?
And I can only think that it's because Grant is not an iPhone user, that something got
that.
Mixed up in that the cell signal tower.
That is strange.
Well, I would love to play devil's advocate and throw Grant under the bus just for fun, just for blanks and giggles. But the reality is Day-Day has an Android, and I think he's like I think he might be the only producer that has an Android.
Yeah.
And we have a producer chat that that I'm a part of still, and Day-Day will text the group, and it'll be a completely different thread than the one I have pinned in my messages. So there are weird things. Droid users screw up the world for the rest of us.
Yeah.
You guys have just gotten Grant out of the doghouse then, because I was like, you're leaving my family's group chat.
One of the guys coming to the Florida State NC State watch party tonight, he's on a completely different thing. It's like eight texts every time he just hearts a text. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He has reacted to this text.
Right.
He's reacted to this attachment.
Right.
He says crying face emoji. I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't need to know all that.
Let's all just be Apple and be happy.
Yeah.
Fair or foul, the Braves will offer Kyle Schwarber a deal.
Oh, man. I want that to be fair so bad, but I just don't think it is. I think it's foul. I think the money's going to be too outrageous for them. It's too rich for their taste, man. He's pricing them out.
I think
it's foul, but I think he's the exact thing this locker room needs.
I think I would agree with that.
A Kyle Schwarber, a guy that gets it done at times. I know he's essentially what they are, which is home run or bust. But I think he brings a little bit of an attitude, a little bit of a swagger with him that would be good.
Yeah, you talk about balls flying through the doors of the chop house. That would be a lot of fun to watch.
Hey now,
good Lord,
pause.
Pause. That doesn't,
hey
not
yo.
A pause.
Okay? Oh, I don't know.
That is not a pause.
I mean, the way it you dropped that boy. Yeah, thank you, Dylan.
Listen, you can't have pause moments when the Coca-Cola bear is walking around,
that's true.
Okay?
That's
you
too
can't
wholesome.
Do that.
Well, I don't see him currently.
Too wholesome.
He's hiding.
Coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. What are you concerned about with the Falcons this weekend when they head to New Orleans? Also, fair or foul, is it fair to leave a group chat without saying anything? Or is that foul? 404-726-0929. It's next with the Morning Shift, live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.